Hey everybody, welcome back for Thursday Thoughts. Tonight's episode, I want to talk about self-awareness. Now, in a previous video, I've talked about self-critique and self-analysis, but tonight I'm going to differentiate that with self-awareness. And what do I mean by self-awareness? Tonight, I want to talk about your physical self-awareness, and specifically, what your body is doing. Many times, some of our athletes, when I'll be giving them corrections, they'll make the corrections, but then as soon as you turn away and they do the rep again, or they do the kata or the technique again, they're right back doing the thing that they were doing before. And I'm sure many senseis and instructors have and coaches have had this experience with their athletes. And why is that? Primarily because most people don't know what their body is actually doing. They're not self-aware of the physical actions that their body is taking. And the questions that we're trying to answer is, well, what is my knees doing? What are my hands doing? What are my shoulders doing? What is my back muscles doing? And the reason for this, in the beginning at least, is one thing that I like to attribute to group classes. When we're doing large group classes, it's very difficult as an instructor to give a lot of individual critique or a lot of individual instruction. And many times when we're doing kata, we end up doing it by counting numbers or giving commands. Well, the end result of that is that many people become accustomed to just listening for the count. And they're not really actively engaged or consciously going through doing the techniques or consciously making the moves. They're just going along with the motions according to the count. And, you know, and that's fine for your recreational athlete, but or your recreational karate practitioner. But if you want to become an elite athlete, or even if you're just a regular karate practitioner, but you want to take your kata to the next level and you want to continue to improve, you need to understand what your body is doing. So how do we do that? Well, I use two methods predominantly. And one is a mirror and the other is video. You know, I'm fortunate enough to where I train right now to have an abundance of mirrors. One of the rooms that I use is my training area is predominantly a yoga room or a dance room, and so it has mirrors on both sides. And that allows me to see views of what my body is doing. And I'm also a big fan of video, because the video, you can slow down, you can watch it frame by frame, you can look at it from, you can set the camera at whatever angle you want, and you can review it over and over again. And the truth is, video doesn't lie. And so here I'm gonna show a comparison video. I took video of me doing some Kobudo practice last week, and as well as a video I found of doing the same kata about a year ago. And you can see, what video allows me to do is it allows me to see the changes that I've made in my performance, how I did the techniques differently a year ago, or how I was able to focus. And even the way I was able to change some of them or train some of them was by using video in between, or by using a mirror to look at to see where my elbows are going or how I'm swinging the bow and things like that. So it's a great tool that you can use, and I highly recommend it. Again, to recap, it's important to understand exactly what our body is physically doing. So when we receive that instruction or we receive that critique, we know what our physical actions are, and we're able to make those changes to the new ones. And then we need to reinforce that through video training. If you have any questions or comments, drop them down below or send me an email. Now go get to work, and we'll see you out there.